Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Ches. Zvachim Kuf Ches, we are on Kuf Zayin Mabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom, and we are in the sugyas of HaShochet VaHama'ala. We started the parak on daf Kufav 2 days ago, where we spoke about the Isser of Shochet and the Isser of Ma'ala, Shechting and being Makriv, burning. Those are the two Isserim in the Torah, and we include through Drusha's Zorek, and the like, and now we have various different shilas related to that Isser. So Itmar says the Gemara, 4 lines from the bottom, Kuf Zayin of a base. Hamale, and the Shiluk Betzes adds in Aver, Shein Bo Kizayis. If somebody is Ma'ala, somebody burns an Aver, a limb of an animal that does not have a Kizayis. So usually Kizayis is the shear for any type of Isser. The Etzem Mashlim of a Kizayis. But the Etzem, the bone, is Mashlim the size. Mashlam l'kazayis, so usually a bone, there is no mitzvah to burn it. Let's say we learned earlier in the Perek HaMizbeach Makadesh that if it flies off the Mizbeach, if it is a basar, then one has to put it back. But if it's a bone, then one doesn't have to put it back. But here, it's part of the Aver, and it's mashlam l'kazayis. So is that good enough for the, let's say, the mitzvah inside? We'll talk about that, but at least Bez Hashem, for the Isser outside. So there's a Kezayis altogether, but part of it is the bone. So Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Reish Lakash Amar Pater. Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Chiburei Olin, Ka'olin Dami. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayiv because the connecting of Olin, Chiburei Olin, Olin is the Basar, Chiburin, items that are connected to that, Chiburei Olin, Ka'olin Dami, right, while it's connected, so then it has the status of Olin, and therefore it can be Mitztarif. Reish Lakash Amar Pater, no, Chiburei Olin, Lav Ka'olin Dami, Chibur Olin are not Ka'olin, and therefore that you have not done a requisite shear for the Isser of Ma'ale Bachlitz. Right? We had this earlier also discussing, sometimes you have something that is not really part of the animal, but it has a chiyuv to be burned. What about the hoofs? What about the nails? What about the hair? Some of the other items that we mentioned earlier. What about the horns? Right, in terms of when it's connected, it might have a different status than when it is separated. So that's the first shiloh, the Itmar. So boy Rava, now Rava asks, Hamale Rosh Ben Yona She'en Bo Kizayis, similar type of question. What happens if somebody is Ma'ala, somebody burns outside the head of a Ben Yona, the head of a bird, right? Rashi Shel Olas Ha'of. We know the Olas Ha'of, we learned at length in the Samach, Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet, right? What's the halacha that by an Olas Ha'of, we separate the head and we burn it on the Mizbeach separately? What if the Rosh Ben Yonah does not have a Kezayis? And I'm Malit Bachutz, but Umelach Mashlim Ola Kezayis. But the salt, that there is a mitzvah to salt every carbon, as we will review, Melach Mashlim Ola Kezayis. The Melach is Mashlim Ola Kezayis. So Mahu does that fulfill the shear, because now again I have a kezayis, but not all from the ikker part of the animal. So the Gemara says, well, isn't this the same exact type of shaila? So Rava asks, so Mahu Amale Rava mi Parzika the Ravashi. So Rava mi Parzika said to Ravashi, Lav Hainu Pluktayo der Biochanav Reish Lakish. Isn't this the exact same machlokas? We had a machlokas whether the bone is mashlim for a kezayis. So maybe isn't that the same question as if melach is mashlim it l'kezayis? The Gemara says maybe not. Melach and bone are not the same thing. Tiboy l'Rabbi Yochanan, tiboy l'Reish Lakish. And you could ask this in either way. Tiboy l'Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a question. Rabbi Yochanan, who said earlier that by a bone it is mashlim l'kezayis, and you could count it. Ad kalakam Rabbi Yochanan hasam. When do we say Rabbi Yochanan allows you to count the bone towards the shear, the requisite shear for the yisur? That's different because a bone is obviously originally part of the animal. Ela etzem demina de basarhu. That it becomes from the basar. Ella avol melach de lav mina de bar yona hu lo, but melach is an external item that is added. So maybe you would say, even Rabbi Yochanan would say that cannot be mitztaref and mashlim the shear. At the boil of Reish Lakish, ad kan lo kam Reish Lakish hasam. When does Reish Lakish say there by the bone that it's not part of the animal, that it's not? We say chiburi olin lav ka olin dami de'i parish bina lav mitzvah la'asuke. That's only in a case of a bone, because by a bone, if it's parish from the mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back and burn it. It's a bone. There's no mitzvah of haktara by a bone. Aval hacha, but by here, by the salt. De parish mitzvah la'asuke, but by the salt, once you salt the animal, and then the salt comes off the mizbeach, there's a mitzvah to put it back, mitzvah la'asuke, so then I would think that is different and low, therefore it's not the same, and that would be mitztarif. So according to either Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we might say that the halacha would be different in the case of the bone and in the case of the salt. O dilma loshna, or maybe not. Maybe it's the same according to each shita. So teku, we don't have an answer to that question. Okay, a lot to talk about here on these couple of lines of the Gemara. First, a couple of Mikdash Davids today. The Mikdash David notes, interesting, the Gemara asked a question here about being mocked here, a Ben Yonah, a Rosh Ben Yonah, Bachutz. And if that's a Pachos B'Kazayis, so then, is the salt Mashlim L'Kazayis? Ask the Mikdash David two questions. Number one, this is in Perek Hay, Os Dalin. Why did the Gemara ask about the Isser, the Aveira, the Ma'aleh Bachutz? Why did the Gemara just ask about Maktir Mi Bifnim? We know, is it Haktara Bifnim, a regular Haktara is Ben Of? Right? Is it the Gemara never asked earlier in those Of Sugyas, in the earlier Prakim that we had, the Gemara never said, if the head of the Olas Of is not a Kazayas, are you allowed to be Maktir or not? Or is that not considered a Haktara? The Gemara never asked that. The Gemara only asked that here by the Isser case, by the Isser of Ma'aleh. So why Dafka is that? And also, why Dafka a Rosh Benyona? Right? Why not other limbs? An Aver Benyona? Right? Not just the Rosh? So ask the Mikdash David, B'zvachim Dafkuf Ches, he quotes our Gemara, V'hine Yeshlach Kor, Bifnim Ki Hagavna. What about the regular case of Bifnim? Ichashiv Haktara, is it considered burning? Hecha, Shamelach Mashlam, Lekazayis. From the fact that the Gemara only asks it by ha'alah, michlal, to bifnim ki agavna chashav haktara. It must be, the fact that the Gemara doesn't ask it, it must be that it's for sure a haktara. It for sure would be good. What's the difference? Why, by a haktara bifnim, by a real mitzvah case, we would assume that for sure it's going to be okay, even without a kazayas. Well, here is only the shayla. De'im lo, eich yischayev bachutz, ha'enu miskabo bifnim. Right, if you're not Chayiv Bifnim, then for sure you're not going to be Chayiv Bachutz. The world wouldn't even ask the question. V'neima de'he'ibahi be'in Bifnim be'in Bachutz. And if we say the question is really about both Bifnim and Bachutz, lama nakara shazi ibai leni halal Bachutz. Why did only ask it Bachutz? V'oyesh l'dakni, ma'ishno rosh ben yona, de'nakara ma'ilo le'im astam, ha'mala pachut b'kazayis, u'malach mashlima l'kazayis ma'hu. V'nir alani is daitis, he says, here's the chiddush. Lomar, de'ba ma'ale rosh ben yona bifnim. Even if you want to say it doesn't have a kezayis without the salt, it's for sure called a haktara. Why? Rosh ben yona shani. Why? Because the Torah told us to be maktir, rosh ben yona. The Torah told us to be separate the head from the neck of the olas ha'of and burn it. To kemo ba'achilas adam. What he quotes the mashal, but what are we thinking of? What might be called this? Birya. A type of item, a unit that has status and significance, because the Torah says so, even though, and inherently it has status, even though in other aspects of Shi'urin, it wouldn't be the case. To kamo ba'achilas adam, afagav de'en achila b'chusa b'kizayis, to become akom b'gin anashe, imachlo ve'en b'kizayis chayiv, mishum de'chashiv birya. Right, it's still chashiv, a whole item, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Or the Gemara spoke about in Makos, about eating an ant. Even if it's Pachos B'Kazayis, it's going to be Chayev, because that's a Birya. V'zed dechid chashe Birya, chasu atosas b'chulin. Daf Sadi Vav, since the Torah says, lo sochal gid, mashma kalshu, bein gadol, bein katan. And therefore he says the same thing here. V'yemkein, hachanami b'aktara, avagav dein haktara b'chusa b'Kazayis, demafkinon me'achol ye'achel, usually that's the shir mikol makom, but olas ha'of kiman dechsiv vehiktir hamizbecha. It says to burn it, and we darshan that's haktaras harosh akasim v'daber. We had earlier on daf samachay imkei kiva dika krami yuchan alaktaras harosh chashiv birya. That Torah sifs alaktaras harosh mashma kol shehu bein gadol bein katan, and that's why it doesn't ask it about the pnim. But once we say that about the pnim, so that's why it asks a dafka about the rosh bachutz. Because by the other Evarim, of course, it doesn't ask it about less than it Bachutz, because that's not a Haktara even Bifnim. So for sure it's not going to be Chayev Bachutz. But the head is a Haktara Bifnim. Lin Yala Bachutz, Lo Chashev, Rosh Ben Yonah Birya. Possibly. That's the Shaila, and that's why it only asks it about the Rosh. An important Mikdash David's comment about why the Gemara asks it about this specifically. Good. Other Ha'ara. Rashi here notes, Rosh Ben Yonah, Shel olas of elu bachutz melach iparish mitzvah lachsel malcha. Right? What did the Gemara say towards the end of what we just read? Di parish bina la mitzvah lasuke. Once you put melech on it, that it goes off the mizbeach, isn't there a mitzvah to be makterit, to put it back? So Rashi says, melech yiparish mitzvah lachsel malcha. It's a mitzvah to be chozer and salt it again. Kidichsiv velosash bismelech bris. Right, because it says, do not stop, do not let not happen, melach bris elokecha. Right, melach bris elokecha, don't let it happen. Another example, of the few examples, not too many, but a few examples of an isser d'oraisa that is, you have to do a kumbase, not to violate. Most isser d'oraisas, as we know, are kumbase violating. Don't eat not kosher. Don't eat this, don't eat that. So I'm not allowed to do something. I'm not allowed to physically, actively do something. And the lo sase is not violated by my not doing something. But once in a while, there's an avera by not doing something, and I have to do something not to violate. Lo sa mod al dam re'echa, right? I cannot stand idly by. I have to do something. Do not let your carbon be burned without salt. Lo sash bis bisrelach. I have to make sure that there is salt on it. We know that the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch count two mitzvahs. A mitzvah asay and the mitzvah lo sasay. And the question is, why does Rashi quote, assuming Rashi holds of that too, pashtus, why does Rashi quote the lo sasay dafka here? Right, if it goes off, you have to be machzir mocho. Because it says lo sash bis melech bris, right, the Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah kuf yud ches, and kuf yud ches quotes two different mitzvahs. Kuf yud ches is the issur d'oraisa, shalahash bis melech me'al ha-karbon, o ha-mincha, klomar, shalah yakrivu ha-kohanim shum karbon, o shum mincha, el imkein yasimu bohen melech. Only if you put salt. Shene'emar v'lo sashmis melech bris elokecha me'al minchasecha. Because of kein, gam kein akor karboncha tagri melech. And with the sharshia mitzvah, right, because it makes it taste delicious and we want things to be delicious for us. But either way, that's the lo sasei. And then right, the next mitzvah, kuf yutes. Lakriv melech al kol karbonus. Klomar sheitein melech b'basar akarbon v'chein b'kemach ha-menachos shene'emar al kol karboncha tagriv melech. Perek beis, pasuk yud gimel, here in Vayikra. And the Sharshia Mitzvah, again, he says, Lo orer nafsho shal makriv nitztava, ba'akravas kudvar matovim, va'arevim, va'achavivim alav, to give nice, delicious karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a mitzvah sase and a mitzvah lo sase. So the question is, why does Rashi Dafka quote the lo sase here and not the sase? So some achronim suggest that maybe it's because there's a difference. There's an important difference between the lumdus, between the assay and the los assay. That can one suggest. It could be, I suppose, the name of Aaron Cutler and the Zechar Yitzchak, that the mitzvah assay is more of a maisa malicha, and once you did the malicha, then you're done, and you're finished. And even if somehow the salt falls off or the salt gets detached, you did a maisa malicha on this carbon. So therefore, even if it fell off, maybe there wouldn't be a mitzvah to be lachsar v'lamolcho. The lo sasei is result oriented. Do not bring a carbon without the melech on it. If it's result oriented, then in the process, even if I did something and something happened, I have to do it again to make sure that it's covered. So shemitzan mitzvahs asay, says the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron and Menaches Simen Ches. Shemitzan mitzvahs asay tzorach ma'isa malicha umalichas kof ena moelis. Right? It's on the one hand, you know, like a monkey wouldn't be able to salt the carbon for the mitzvah sasei, because it's about a maisa malicha. So you have to do it. But besides the lo sasei, tzorach shehei b'niktar melach b'shas haktaraso. V'lazem ol gam malichas kof, kivich asof sov yesh b'melach. It's the result. What if salt fell on it by mistake, out of the blue? U'lefize yesh lomar, shemelach v'kivich shemelach v'asa maisa malicha, gavim nafal achar kak kiim kvaris a mitzvah zasei, mitzvah zasei in sorach lachshir v'lemloch, rach mitzvah mitzvah lo sasei. And that's why here Rashi specifically focuses on the lo sasei, because the lo sasei is the reason why you would have to be choser u'moleach the carbon. So a lot of alumnus about the mitzvah, interesting, just one, does malicha have to be done by a kohen? Could a malicha be done by a zor? So the Michal Chinuch just says, practically, it's going to be done by a Kohen. Where is the malicha done? V'hine ha-malicha ostes kivan shu barosh ha-kevesh o barosh ha-mizbeach v'vadi tzor ha-kohen. V'chisal al-daituch ha-shezor karav l'gabi ha-mizbeach. Right, is the zor going to be on the mizbeach to do the malicha? He's not allowed to be there. And Yisrael's never allowed to be there. Closest he gets is the 11 amos in east. Imalicha to imavar vizar v'malach o'shamalach lamata. What if vizar did it? So is it an avoda in that way? Imalicha psula vizar ayin Rambam kala menachas sheyotzak aleim Hashem and azar o malchan ksheros. Rambam says beferish that malicha is kshera bizar. That is in psulei hamikdashim. But if you look in bias mikdash, aval hayotzik va'abolel va'poses v'ham molcho aval pisha nifsalu. Umuzar alein veloka eino chayamisa. Right? Sounds like Dvarim Sostrom says that. The Menachas Lenach says, he quotes the Shah HaMelech, just Mephal Pelbazet, and he quotes the Ramban from Vayikra, that Malicha is Ksheira Bazar. Right? So, just quotes that steer in the Rambam, about Malicha Zar. One other Ha'ara he mentions, and that is, the Sefer Chinuch here says, who is Mevatel the Mitzvah, and how are you Mevatel the Mitzvah? Va'over alzeh ve'hikriv mincha o karban bilo melach, bitel mitzvah. Right, the mitzvah is violated by being makriv a karban without salt, and it is by zichrei kahuna. That is what the Minchas the Sefer Chinuch says. Obviously, as we just said, to be makriv a karban, that is learned by zichrei kahuna. So the Minchas Chinuch again says that mitzvah asvara. The kiva deina over ela al hakrava imkain zara deina grava shalo klum eina over. He's never going to violate because he is never being makriv the karban. But what happens? The imalach v'akoyin lo hikriv klal bevada in a molech mekayim asay. Well, you don't violate the los asay unless you makir the carbon without the salt. What if you salt the carbon using the lumnus that we just said of Mishnah Rabbi Aaron? What if you molech the carbon and never bring the carbon? Then for sure you're not going to be yotzei, right? The molech is only, you know, the heksher mitzvah, but it's only hushlam what the carbon is brought. V'malach v'akoyin lo hikriv klal, bevadai ein ha-molech mekayim ha-asei, de'ikir ha-asei da'grova yihyeh b'melach, u'b'lal melach over al-asei v'alos ha-asei, da'grova hu'rak v'zikri kuna v'zeh pashut. This is fascinating, right? The mitzvah is the ma'isa malicha. But until you makriv the carbon, it's not going to be a mitzvah. But it's still counted as a separate mitzvah. It's not like building a sukkah. Building a sukkah, fine. We discussed the shiltos. There might be an idea about building a sukkah, the Yerushalmi. But lamaisa, we don't make a bracha by building a sukkah. It's a heksher mitzvah tzuvah b'Torah. But what if I never sit in the sukkah? I just build the sukkah and I never sit in it. I'm going to get the mitzvah. There's no separate mitzvah binyan a sukkah. Independently, it's a heksher mitzvah tzuvah b'Torah. That's the most it's going to be. So, but once I sit in the sukkah, it's still not going to be a separate mitzvah. Malicha is a separate mitzvah. So that, but still, I'm not going to be get the mitzvah until I am makriv the carbon. Good. And also we know, just finally, the idea of malicha comes up even halacha lamaisa, right? The fact that we have melech on our tables is itself related to the halacha of melech on the mizbeach. The Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim, in Kuf Samach Zayin, lo yivsa ad sheyaviyu lefan of melech oliftan. A person shouldn't break bread, so to speak, until he has salt at the table. Actually, if you lefan of melach o liftan, because that the shulchan is domel mizbeach, as the mafarshim here say, and we want to eat it. The various reasons, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the various reasons. Today should tehei necheles betam mishum kavod abracha vaod kadesh lo yitzarech achar kach lahafzik bebracha lahakila levakish melach v'tavlin to also lahakila if to be mafzik between. And the Rama continues. Mitzvah lahaniach al kol shulchan melach kodem sheyivsa ki hashulchan dome lemizbeach v'achila ki karban avad nemar al kol karban chatak melach. Right, quoted in Aruch Chaim right there. Kuf samach zayin in Hilchos Betzias Habas v'hu megan min haperonus. And it's megan for piranhas. A lot of big sugyas again. The various reasons why we put salt on the table. Fine. Oh, finally, one final point, and there's a lot of action here and at the bottom of the Amud. One final point of the Briska Rav. It's quoted in the back of the Frankel in the Likutim in Hilchos Pidurim Musafin, where they have a Likutim of various different Achronim. So there in the Likutim in Hilchos Tmidin, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph, he discusses the salt flies off the mizbeach. Is there a mitzvah to take back that salt? That salt that went off the mizbeach, or just to resalt the carbon. So look in Rashi. What did Rashi say? Rashi's lashon was iparish mitzvah lachzar ulamolcha. What's the simple reading of our Gemara? It sounds like if the salt flies off, you have to put that salt back on. Is there a din in that salt, or just put different salt on it? not 100% clear. The Gemara sounds like that salt, right? You're machzir it. Where does that come from? Is there a din in being machzir this specific salt? Says the Briska Rav in explaining the Rambam. Lo matzidu klal diga karban melach, right? The Rambam quotes the order, that context there of Tes Yud Aleph is the order of karbanos. So the Rambam quotes, melach kodem le'etzim. Salt goes before a carbon eitzim. So where is there such a thing as a carbon melach? Venira, says the Briska Rav. To kavanas harambam, le melach shamalchu boha evarim, upiresh. You already used the salt, and now it's separated. To melach shalgabe evarim chal alav din haktara. Umikiva the chal alav din haktara, lefichach af kishapiresh chayavim la haktiro. Ule melach ze yeshlo din haktara bifnei atzmo. V'al din haktara zukas of harambam du kodem le'etzim. That's what's being referred to. Where does he get this from? Our case, Zachem Kuf Zayin, Zachem Kuf Ches. And he goes into it, he says, V'zorach Bir, Me'achar and Dein Zorach Lachzar, V'lamoach B'melach Zesh Epirish, V'chol L'moach B'melach Acher. So what does it mean? He parish mitzvah la'azuke. What does that mean? Right? Habir hu, D'mishim D'ikam mitzvah malicha b'karbanas, Eza Sfaru, D'mishim Kaki, Yitzarif HaMelach, L'shir Kezai, is the new Melach. The Nira, he says, that's where the Rambam gets it from. To Lahachi, Sphirle the Rambam, the Melach Shapiresh, Meho Evarim, Yishchiev al Melach Zeh, Atzmo, Lahaktiro. That's what the Rambam understands our Gemara. And therefore, that's why the Gemara could say, you have to be Choser U Molcha. Good. The Minna Mekdash David seems to say differently in Simon Yud Gimel that you don't have to, but either way, we'll continue. Good. That's part one. Next. Let's continue the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Vechulu. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, what's Rabbi Yossi Aglili? So this is going back to the machlokas we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a couple of machlokas. The first part of the Mishnah, back on Daf Kufav. The Mishnah said that if I am shochet u'ma'ala b'chutz, remember if you shecht an animal, and then you burn that animal outside the base of Migdash, you get two averis. The Tanakhama said. You're chayev on shchita, and chayev on ha'alah. Right? Rashi said, shehen shnei gufei avera. There are two averis. But what happens if I, that's the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yossi HaGlili said, no. The only way that you're going to be chayev two outside is if you are shocheted bifnim, and then you're malet bachutz. That's when you're going to be chayev two. But if you're shocheted and malet bachutz, pater, because right when you shecht it outside, it's no longer a carbon. You already posseled it. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, so therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. Shlohela ela davar pasul. And they said back to him, what do you mean? Even your case, you shecht it inside, bring it outside, it's nifsal b'yotzei. Right? When it goes out, it's going to be nifsal b'yotzei. So what difference does it make? That was the machlokas number one in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah does not have a response by Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. So that's where the Gemara comes in right now. Says the Gemara, Heshiv, Rebbe Tachas, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rebbe answered for Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. What do you mean? Don't compare. Right? What did the Rabbanan say to him? Hey, you're also going to apostle it right when you take it out. He said, no, there's a difference. Ma'ala shochet bifnimu ma'ala bachutz. If you shechted it inside and then you're ma'ala bachutz, that's okay. That's not totally mufka from Kedusha, and therefore that's where, if you're ma'alet b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Shai salosh asakosher. It had a moment when it was roly. When you shechted it bifnim, it was still a good carbon. Tomar b'shochid b'chutz, ma'alet b'chutz, but your case of shchit and ma'alet b'chutz, shalai salosh asakosher, never had a shasakosher. Right when you started the process, the shchita, it was already passled. One answer. Hey, Shevav Lazar Reb Shimin, Tachos Reb Yossi Eglili. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon gives a different answer, different shot and defense for Reb Yossi HaGlili. Says the Gemara, Ma'ala Shochet Bifnim U'Ma'ala Bachutz, my case, Shekein Kodesh Makablo. That's a case where we would say, Im Allah Lo Yered, Shekein Kodesh Makablo. Tomar B'Shochet Bachutz, Shein Kodesh Makablo. Unlike Shochet Bachutz, Shein Kodesh Makablo. If I shuffled it outside, Im Allah Yered. There's no Kodesh Makablo there, and therefore, that is why Rabbi Yossi HaGlili would say there's a difference between shechting it inside and then the sul yotze going out and shechita b'chutz in general. So two defenses that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili can say. My benaya, what's the difference between these two defenses of Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon? So two nafkaminas. Amar Zairi, my benayu, ika benayu, Amar Zairi, shechitas laila, ika benayu. Shechitas laila, what if it was shechted inside at night? Inside at night. So, according to that, does not have a shas kosher. So, according to the first, according to Rabbi, it would not be a good svara because it was shechted at night. not of Shasa Kosher, but we paskin that im ala lo yered, even if Shechitas Laila, as we had earlier. So therefore, it would make a difference, and the second Svar of Lazar Reb Shimon would still apply, just not the first. Similarly, Rabba Omar, Kabbalah b'klichol, he could be nayu. What if you were Makabal Adam, not in a klisharis, but in a klichol? Same idea. Kihlichol, Shasa Kosher Lekar, as Rashi says, it never had a Shasa Kosher, because in order for the Dam to have any potential, it has to be Makubal in a Klisharis, and Kodesh Makabal Ika, because it's still Psula Bakodesh, and the Kodesh will be Makabal. It's still considered that, remember that line of Kosher Psula Bakodesh, or Kodesh Makabalo, three different days, one in Rashi, two in Tosas, what does that mean? But that is another Nafkamina for these two answers. Good. So let's now get to the second Machlokas we had in the Mishnah. The second machlokas we had back in the Mishnah was, if a tummy person eats a tummy karban, is he chayav daraisa for eating tuma? So that was again a machlokas. The Tanakhama said yes. Tanakhama says a tummy sha'achal, doesn't matter what he ate, he's going to be chayav. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili says no. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says only tummy sha'achal tahar is going to be chayav. But a tummy sha'achal tummy, it's already tummy. It's already tummy, so therefore he's not going to be chayav. What do the Rabbanan say back? But even Tamei Sha'achal is Atar, right? When the Tamei picks it up, he's going to be Matamei. So it's going to be Tamei anyway. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Shaber Kamali, Rabbanan Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Isn't that a good claim? The Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, hey, by the time you eat it, you pick it up, you're Matamei. So you'll never have a Hechitimsi of a Tamei Sha'achal is Atar, really. So what's your answer? So Amar Rabba Rava says, let's limit the Machlokas. Call hadinitma tumas aguf. It depends what in time what became tamei first, the person or the piece of meat. Call hadinitma tumas aguf yachar kach nitma basar. If the person became tamei on Sunday and the meat became tamei on Tuesday, the person became tamei first. To kuli amal apligi dechayev. That for sure he's going to be chayev even if it's tamei by the time he eats it. Shekei tumas aguf bekares. Because tumas aguf is by kares. Right when he became tamei, he is ushered to eat all these types of karbanos, and even if the karban became tamei afterwards, he's still chayev. Even the Rabbi Yosef Aglili would agree to that. Ki pligi, the machlokas is the opposite. Bishenitma basar v'yachar kach nitma aguf. If the basar became tamei first, not just conceptually, practically, the basar became tamei first, so by the time he becomes tamei, this basar is already tamei before he became tamei. So, this is the machlokas. This person, now that he becomes tamei though, he's usher to eat all the other pieces of karban in the world that are still tahar. So do we say what we might call an iser kolel? Do we say once he now has an iser kares to eat all the other tahar pieces of meat in the world, see even the one that became tameh before he became tameh, that's also included in the iser. That's the machlokas. Rabbanan savri amrinan migu. Rabbanan say, we say migu. What is migu? Look at Rashi. Amrina migu, the iser kolel chalal iser acher, right? An iser kolel ischal. Tahad amrinan ain iser chalal iser be iserei da alma ka amrinan. It ain iser, the principle of one iser cannot be chal when something is already aser. That's only when you have exactly the same isurim in terms of quality, in terms of inclusion. Ain iser chalal iser. But as we know, two exceptions to the rule, according to, let's see, some of the Tanoim, iser mosif, iser kolel. Does it include more? Is it a more intense iser itself? Qualitatively. So here, it includes more. So do we say that in this context? So the Rabbanan would say yes, and therefore, even if this person eats the karban that became tamei before he became tamei, he's going to be chayiv. So, savri amrinan migu. Rabbi Yosef Aglili savar lo amrinan migu. No, we don't say migu in this case. We don't say iser kolel, and that is why you're only going to be chayiv for the tamei sha'achal if he became tamei before the karban. For Rabbi Yossi, 1 second, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Nihid demigalo amrinan. Fine, it doesn't include more, but tesi tumas aguf techamir revetachal tumas basar. But still, we know there's only an iser kares if a tamei person eats a tar karban. But if a tar person eats a tamei karban, there's no kares there. So still, shouldn't this be, to use our terms, just an iser mosif? Again, there's a machlokas tanaim on what exactly that is, but let's assume for now it means it is a more intense iser. There's an iser kares. So even if you want to say, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, this is not called an iser kolel, because it was already Aser, but it should be an Iser more intense, maybe like an Iser Moser, but it should be Chayiv. So Amar Rav Ashi, Mimai de Tumas Haguf Chamura. Who says that Tumas Haguf is more Chamur? Because there's an Iser Kares. Maybe in a certain sense, Tumas Basar Chamura. Maybe Tumas Basar is Chamur. In a different sense, why? Shekein Ein Latara B'Mikvah. When the meat becomes Tameh, there's no way to be Metaharet. There's no way to ever be Metaher food. When food becomes Tameh, it is forever Tameh. What could become tahar? Only water. Water could become tahar in hashaka, b'mikvah, but any other type of food is never, there's no chance for it to become tahar. Adam v'kelim could become tahar, but not food. So maybe that makes it more chamor in a sense, and that is why, says the Gemara, you can't say that for Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay, but the machlokas, as we mentioned, lamaskana is in the case where the basar became tameh before the person became tameh. Good, second Mishnah here in our parak. Now we're comparing, besides just listing the Shechita and Allah, now we're going to compare the two. Chomer b'Shechita mi ba'aliyah, u'ba'aliyah mi b'Shechita. There's a Chomer by each one, comparing Shechita and Aliyah, which means burning. Burning the animals of Shechutei Chutz and Allah's Chutz. Chomer b'Shechita, she'ashochei lehedyot chayiv. There's a Chomer by Shechita, because if I shecht lehedyot, if I shecht the regular Shechita's Chutz, so I'm going to be chayiv, v'hama'ale lehedyot pater, but if I'm ma'ale it, lehedyot. What is lehedyot? Rashi, I makdir it to a person, as avodah zarah. I'm going to be pater for Allah's Chutz. Why am I going to be pater for Allah's Chutz? Because I'm going to be chayiv for avodah zarah. Right, forget halos chutz. Rashi, hamal hadyot pater mishum halos chutz. V'chai mishum oved avodas kochavim. V'im hizid b'avodas kochavim. If you amaze it by avodas zara and shogate by halos chutz, eino mevi asher gozo chatos, as we see why in the Gemara. In that case, ma'ala lehedyot, you are going to be pater. That's in the Shechita versus Aliyah. What about the opposite? Chomer ba'aliyah, but there's a chomer about haktara over Shechita. Why? Shnayim shachzu b'sakin v'shachtu b'turin. If two people take a knife and together shecht, so they are going to be pater. Shnayim sha'asa'uhu. Achzu be'ever v'he'elu chayavin. But if two people both took an aver and burned it outside the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to be chayav for that. What's the difference between the two? We will have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have a limit about that. The Keren Ora has a suffix here. He's not sure. When we say two people that are maktir, the Aver, they are going to be chayiv, do you need a kazayis for each one? Do you need a kazayis for each of the people? He is not sure about that. He has a suffix. He says, on the one hand, the contrast is that compared to Shechita, and Shechita, you don't have a shear for each Shechita, but generally Haktara has Shiurim. So that's what he wonders. Voyesh l'daktik, amay lo mi boy lan hacha yi be'idan shir la zev la zev, o shir echa l'kulam, kegonim lo he'elu ela kezayis echa, deleka shir Haktara l'kol echad, u b'shari surei, if shetasim b'shabes, taf tzadi gimel, the shir echa l'kulam b'zeh, eno yachol, v'achanami d'chvasei. So, I'm not sure, would you compare this to the Shabbos case or not? That's his suffix. That's his suffix that we are not sure about. Okay, we'll see more about this, Beis Hashem, in the Gemara. Let's continue. He'ela, the Chazar v'Hela, the Chazar v'Hela. What if he was Maktir, and then he was Maktir again and again? Chazar v'Hela from the same behema. Different parts of the animal outside. There's a lot of Haktara. Rashi has a different girsa. Rashi, v'Hela v'Nodalo. The Chazar v'Hela. Rashi throws in, he finds out about it in between each one, meaning it's separate ha'alamos. Separate, what does Rashi say that? Because he wants to explain why you'd be chayiv for each one. Chayiv al kol aliyah divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, you're chayiv for each and every one because there was a yediyah bein tayim. Rashi says, so you're going to be chayiv for each and every one. There's a Radvaz. The Radvaz in Maisa Karbana says, if it's different animals, so then you don't need the yediyah bein tayim. Just the different animals themselves would be mechalik. What's called gufin muchlokin. But Rashi's talking about where it's from the same animal. That's why you have to have Yediyah Bein Tayim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eino Chayav Al Achas. No, you only Chayav one. The Gemara will explain what the Machlokas is about. Finally, Eino Chayav Ashiyal Al Rosh HaMizbeach. You're only Chayav Bachutz, unless you're Maktir on a Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Hela Al Asela or Al Evan Chayav. No, even if you just get a rock or a stone, right? So you are going to be Chayav even without that. Rashi. Interesting Rashi and a fascinating point. Rashi, Yala Rosh Mizbeach, She Yivne Mizbeach L'Shem Kach. You build a Mizbeach for this, V'yala, and you're Makdir on it. The time of Mefarish B'Gemara, as we will see. Mikdash David, first piece in the Mikdash David. Simin Aleph Os Aleph, the first piece. He talks about the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. Building the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Mikdash David, is there a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash Lishma? The Yasuli Mikdash V'Shachati B'Socham. Is there a mitzvah Lishma? So he goes through a very long piece, and then he says, well, wait a minute. Even if you want to say there's no mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash Lishma, there's an idea of building the Mizbeach Lishma. Mizbeach Lishma. And therefore he says, and even according to Rashi and Tosfos, in Maseches Sukkah that says the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from Shamayim, right? We've discussed that Machlokes and the Aruch Laner there. He says, not the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach has to be Lishma. How do you know? Where in Shas do you have any sort that the Mizbeach has to be built Lishma? He says, Rashi in Zvachim Daf Kufches. Our Rashi that says that when it says you have to build it on the Mizbeach outside, you have to build the Mizbeach and burn it on it outside. Why is that? It must be because that's what's needed bifnim. So he says the Mikdash David. The binyan Mizbeach laniyas daiti lo shayach lomar. Machakaza Rashi v'tosus, the binyan ha'asidi yevi de shamayim. The ala Mizbeach lo efshar lo markein. De nira de ima Mizbeach yibane bide shamayim. Yiye pasol de be'inan binyan l'shem Mizbeach. And he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes the Rashi. V'imkein Mizbeach yivane bide shamayim avi kesela ve'ukeeven de lav shmei Mizbeach. Interesting. And he said, if you look in the Rambam also, the Rambam in Maaser Karbanos, in Yutes Aleph, he has a line there, which is also might be mashma, this idea here in Maaser Karbanos in Perek. In Perek Yutes, says the Rambam, Ein amala bachutz chayev at sheyala l'rosh ha-mizbeach, sheya'aseh bachutz. At sheyala l'rosh ha-mizbeach, sheya'aseh bachutz. That he makes outside, that also might be alluding to this idea. Interesting. But based on the Rashi right here. The Chafetz Chaim here has the suffix in the Zevach Toda. Is it only if you build a michadash, or what if somebody else built it? Also, this Fasemis here wonders about what this is only about the halah. What about zrika? Do you have to do zrika on the mizbeach according to according to the Tanakhama? Question. Okay. Maishta, the Gemara says, Maishta hamala lehedyot patur tichsev lashem. Why, if you're malit stam to a hedyot, you're patur because lashem, right? It's lashem. That's what we think the pshat is now. Rashi, vel pesach wal boy lo yivi ena lasoso, so lashem. Right, it's talking about osel Hashem akasim adaber. So if you do it for a hedyot, l'shem avodah zara, as Rashi says, so you wouldn't be chayev. B'shchita nam yaksev l'Hashem. Shchita also says that. No, shani hasam da makra ish ish. By shchita it has a double lashon. Gabi ala ga nami ksev ish ish. Also ish ish. Mi ba'ilei l'shtayim shehelu b'eivar chayavet. No, that ish ish is telling me that if two people are mocked here, you're chayev. Ike achi achi nami. So use the ish ish by shchita too, to say that two people that hold the knife would be chayiv. Shani hasam da makra hahu echad v'lo shnayim. No, we have another drasha of hahu, which is no only singular, one not two. Iyachi gabe halah nami yaksiv hahu. Basically, it says all the different psukim, both by shchita and by halah. So why should there be any difference? Says the Gemara, mi boilei. No, that is used for lemute shogeg onesumuta. That's to exclude shogeg, anus umuta. Shogeg, I didn't know this was asur. Anus, I was ba'anus, I didn't realize what I was doing. Or there's a day on the Rishonim that I was forced to do it. Umuta, I was mistaken. The Rishonim discussed in various sugyas. Often this phrase comes up. What's the difference between shogeg and muta? Isn't this like the same kind of idea? The pashas is that these are being excluded from kares, as Rashi says. B'taras kohanim kol ahu degabi v'nichras. It's unusual that Tosfos discusses. You need a p'tur from kares by onis and shogeg. Doesn't Hashem know? But we're not talking about bezdin here, right? Hashem knows about onus. Hashem knows. Talking about bezdin giving malchus, so maybe by chatos. But if it's about kares, it's unusual. It's unusual. So Tosfos has a possibility. Pshita onis rachman apatre v'shema hai onus prat lo omer mutter. Maybe it's excluding omer mutter. What's omer mutter? He says, I thought it was mutter to do this. That's what onis means here. Maybe that's what's being excluded. Even though usually we say onis rachmana patre, so maybe we wouldn't have known that this is excluded. Right? Because omer mutter is a little tricky. Omer mutter might be onus, but it's not always onus. Right? Is onus omer mutter svara? Misvara, I should know that you're not allowed to bring something out to the Beis HaMikdash? Right? Is that an anus? Right? We discussed this often from the Maharik. The Maharik quoted in Kuf Samach Zayin, quoted at the end of the Eben Ezer. The Ramah quotes as an Eben Ezer. If a woman says, Omer Mutter, a woman is Mizane, is that called Ratzon or Ones? She says, I thought Judaism believed in open marriages. I thought I was allowed to be with a different man. So is that Usser? Of course it's Usser. But is that Ne'aseres al Baila? Is that called Ratzon? Is that called Ones? So the Maharik writes in Kuf Samach Zayin, doesn't matter for, in general, whether Omer Mutter is Anus or Ones or Ratzon. In this context, it's for sure Ne'aseres al Baila, because it still represents a Maisa Mered to her husband. That's what she says in Kuf Samach Zayin, the Maharik. Be'isha shezinsa tachas baila beratzon. Ve'hi lo yada im yesh iser bedavar im yechashev shogeg. Lanias Daiti says the Maharik, nira de'ein wazu din shogeges. Lahatira la baila. No. Kivan shi miskavenes limomal be'isha umizanetachtav. Taloksiv ish ish kisista ishto mal amal bashem. It doesn't say it's about the Aveira part of it. Delishtama dafka b'machemenes b'muchuvenes la'isser. Ela umala bo ma'al ksiv. It's Mala Bomal, and therefore this would be a rebellion against her husband, and that's why it wouldn't be, it would still be us. So that's Omer Mutter, this Tosas on top, is relating to that, that Sugya. This idea also about, so what do we say, La Maskana? That two people Shechting is Patur, and two people being Mala is Chayev, based on Sukkim. So after the dust settles with all these Sukkim, it's not 100% clear. So what should be the rule, and what's the Chiddush? What's the rule and what's the exception? It seems to be a machlokes, right? The Ritva discusses in Kiddushin, Adaf Mem Gimel. Why do you need a pasuk here? You always say, Shem Shosu is Peturin. You need a pasuk ish to include two that do it? Right? He seems to say that, no, maybe because here you have another pasuk that would exclude, so you need another pasuk to include. But the Pnei Yeshua, in Shabbos, Daf Sadi Gimel, in the Sukkot of Shem Shosu, says, you always say Chayev by Shem Shosu. Dafka Shabbos is a Petur. Special Melachat Machshev Eshtayim Sa'uhu, where one person could do it. That's a discussion about what's the rule and what's the exception. The Tiferes Yisrael also relates to this right here in our Mishnah, relates to this topic. Tiferes Yisrael here on the Mishnah about again Achzu Be'Aver Behalu, and he quotes the Chilik, and he says, V'hadalo machalkina b'kagavna ben yachol echad la'aleo lo yachol kid machalkina b'kagavna b'shabes denirali derakavi malacha michalkina b'kagavna shalo yischai mishum malacha b'shahaya kolecha levado laso. So by hilcha shabes, if each one could do it, that's where you're going to be putter, because each one only did a chatzi malacha. Aval kol shechiyuvo eino tali b'malacha rak b'maisa. Here he means totsah. But where it's not about the malacha, like malacha Shabbos, but it's about the result. Dahainu b'tachlis ha-pe'ula. Afilu asa shayim chayavin. If it's about the result, not about the maisa, then of course, two people doing it, it's still going to be chayav. V'rak eichel demiyat ha-kropater. And that's what he says, and then he gets into the details of our Gemara. So that's an important Tiferes Yisrael, but an important topic. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Yihachi, hachanami, miboy lelamute, on the shogi yungumote. So also, here, you should also exclude by Ma'alet Shreya Huksivi. It says Ahu twice. Ve'ela Lashem Lamali. So again, why did it say Lashem if you're not using it? Lahotzi Seir HaMishtaleach. That's to exclude Seir HaMishtaleach. Right? That, what does that mean? That, isn't that a Avoda Bachutz? It's not an Avoda Bachutz. That's the mitzvah. As Rashi says here. Demashma Ha-ra'ui li karev l'shem chayavan ala bachutz. V'she'eno omeid l'shem ein chayavan ala bachutz. Is this Omeid Lashem? So the Seir Mishtaleach is a special din, as we know. One is Lashem, one is Lazazel, so that is excluded. Interesting that we need a pasuk to exclude Seir Mishtaleach. Period. Again, there's a lot about Seir Mishtaleach, obviously. We could have a couple of shiurim about it, but we have to leave that for now. Chomer ba'alah v'chulu. So back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said there's a chomer by ha'alah because of the shnayim she'eluhu. Tan Rabbanan ish, vata b'lamar l'rabo shnayim she'achzu be'ever v'helu she'chayavin. Two people that are makdir chayev sheyachol, because I could have thought otherwise. Valo dinu uma shochid lehedyot shechayev. If I sheft stam lehedyot outside shkutei chutz, I'm chayev. And yet shnayim shachzu besakin v'shachtu p'turin. Yet two people that sheft are patur. Hamala lehedyot shepatur eino din shnayim shachzu p'turin. Mala lehedyot is patur. So surely two people that are makdir it b'chutz should be chayev. Tamalomar. I'm sorry. Surely they should be patur. So tamalomar ish. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's why you need the inclusion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hahu, Echad al-Shnayim, he argues. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Only one, not two. He argues on our Mishnah. As the Gemara says sometimes, the Gemara Torah formulates and in ways that people, how people talk. What does Reb Shimon use hahu for if he doesn't exclude with it? Lemut, he doesn't need that to exclude because the whole ish is not in, is not, is used differently. So the Gemara says, Lemute shogi ganas umute. For Reb Yossi, mehahu hahu. He used it from the double. He can learn both. For Reb Shimon, hu hahu lo darish. Period. For Reb Yossi, midahai ish ish dibra Torah kolashem bnei adam. So for Reb Yossi, if the ish ish is dibra Torah, so you're not midai anything from the double lashon, hahu ish ish nami dibra Torah kolashem bnei adam. So both by Shechita and by Ha'Allah, you should say, ish ish is dibra Torah. So then how do I know Hashokhe Lehedyot? If I don't darshan ish li-ish, as I didn't read the Rashi on the bottom, but Rashi is ish, lahavi ish shashachat li-ish, right? And how do I know that? So nafgalemi, dam yechashev le-ishahu, dam shafach. V'yafilu Hashokhe li-ish. It says yechashev li-ish, so we darshan including that. Again, we discussed in Parsha Shirim and in another context also, the Isser of Shchutei Chutz v'chulu, and the Tom behind it, but we'll have to leave that for now. Finishing up. Hela v'chazar v'hela v'chulu. So we had a machlokas now in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. If you're male v'chazar male v'chulu, Rabbi Shimon says you're chayav on ish aliyah. Rabbi Yossi says no, you're only chayav one. What is that machlokas about? So four pshatim. Four, three that are really four. What is that machlokas about? So Amar Eish Lakish, machlokas b'dal v'heivarim. The machlokas is by four or five different limbs. The Marsav, Rav Yossi holds, kiksev lasos oso al hashalem hu chayev v'eino chayev al hachaser. Chiddush, Rav Yossi says, you're only chayev for a whole animal. A whole animal, only a limb is not good enough. So dal v'heivarim, he says, oso al hashalem, al akol v'heimaksev. Umar Savar, Rav Shimon says, no, akol eiver v'eiver ksev. No, Akol is referring to each and every Aver you're chayav for. Aval Aver Echad, but if you have one Aver and you're makriv part of it, and then after Divrei Akol Eino Chayav Al Achas, one Aver, piece by piece, then everybody would agree you only chayav one. That's Reish Lakish's view of the machlokas. Rav Yochanan Amar machlokas be'Aver Echad. The machlokas is about even one Aver. The Mar Savar Mukterei Pnim. Rabbi Shimon holds that something that you're supposed to be makter b'fnim, that you did what you're supposed to do. Mukterei p'nim shechasro v'hela b'chutz, and then you took it outside. Chayiv, you are chayiv. Why? Because Rashi says you would have a halacha of to be machzer it, the pokin. So that's why. Umar Savar Rabbi Yossi says pater. That's the machlok. It's about one aver. Of a dal v'aver, I'm divrei akol chayiv akol aver. But five aver, you'd be chayiv five times. That's number two. Upliga de Ula, and Ula has a third view. Damar Ula, hakomo de mukteri p'nim shachasur ve'alu b'achus shachayev. Everybody would agree in Rabbi Yochanan's case that you're chayev. If you did what you were supposed to do inside and then you brought it out. Lo nechleku ela b'mukteri b'achutz shachasur ve'alu b'achutz. If you were mukteri outside. So that's the machlokas, Mar Savar Pater, Umar Savar Chayev. Ika de Amre, fourth version. Amar Ula, this is similar to what we said before. Hakomo de mukteri achutz shachasur ve'alu b'achutz shu pater. Everybody agrees that you're potter in that case. Lo nechlok to mukhtari p'nim. This is like the first version of Ula. Shechasru v'he'elu. I'm sorry, this is like Rabbi Yochanan. Shechasru v'he'elu b'chutz. Demar savar potter, mar savar chayef. Upligi d'avu ad-shmuel al-lishtakama d'ula. And just to know, Avu ad-shmuel, who we're about to quote, argues on the first lush of lishna of Ula, d'amar Avu ad-shmuel, keman ma'adrinan pokin, l'gabe mizbeach, keman d'lok Rabbi Yossi. Because he says that we return it to the mizbeach, not like Rabbi Yossi, and according to the Lishna Kama Vula, that's Lekulei Alma, that you would return it. So therefore, that would be against. Okay, three to four different pshatim about the machlokas in the Mishnah. Veino chayav ashiyal v'chulu. Amar avuna machlokas, whether you have to build a mizbeach or not. Amar avuna maitayim ad Rabbi Yossi. Dechsiv. Vayiv enoach mizbeach l'Hashem. Noach built a mizbeach for Hashem. And therefore you see, when you have a Haktara, you have to build a mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Rabbi Shimon, dechsev. Why did Rabbi Shimon say you don't need dechsev? Yikach Manoach is gidya izim. When Manoach, right, with the Malach that told him about Shimshon, he took the gidya izim, besa mincha, vayal al atzur l'Hashem, just on the rock. V'idach nam yoksev, vayivim mizbeach l'Hashem. So what does he do with the pasuk about the mizbeach? Hahu l'gova ba'alma. Noach just built a tall one. Didn't really need to. It's just for height. What about the other one? What does he do with Manoach? Harasha Isa. The Malach told him to do it. Harasha. Again, a lot to talk about about Manoach and Shimshon, but we don't have time right now. Or there's a different reason why Rabbi Shimon says you don't need a Mizbeach. Kidatanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mizbeach Pesach Ho'al Moed, Ve'ein Mizbeach Bibama. Mizbeach is needed for Pesach Ho'al Moed, Ve'ein Mizbeach Bibama. Meaning, Lefichach, Halal, Asalal, Eben Chayiv. Right? Outside, you don't need a Mizbeach, and therefore, even on a rock or a stone. So the Gemara says, Yatza mi ba'ilei. If we're talking about a time of Heter Bamos, so then it should say Yatza, not Chayiv. Hachikamar, you're right, just like a Chisura Mexra. Lefichach, Bashas, Isser HaBamos, Halal, Asel, Ola, Evan Chayiv. Right? Bashas Isser, Bashas Heter, obviously you're Yatza. Play Rebbe Yosef Yerichanina, Karen Vekevish V'Yisod V'Ribua, Maush, Yaakvu B'Bama, those are Ma'aki by Mizbeach. What about Bama, Amalei Rebbe Yirmiya, Tanya, Karen Vekevish Ribua V'Yisod, Ma'akvin B'Bama Gedola, Vein Ma'akvin Bibama Kitana. Only by Bama Gedola, which we had in Nov and Givon and Shiloh, but not in by Bama Kitana. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle. And with Hashem, we'll start a Kfiyas again when we get back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.